why he drives them crazy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You can see why Barack Obama drives Republicans crazy. It was a line in his budget speech yesterday where he criticized the Republican plan to privatize Medicare.
They want to give people like me a $200,000 tax cut that's paid for by asking 33 seniors each to pay $6,000 more in health costs.
This is what frustrates the Republicans. Here they've proposed a budget that lets Mr. Obama keep his money, the money he earned fair and square by becoming famous and selling books, and he slams them for it. That doesn't make sense to them. Even though he made his money writing books Republicans hate, they're willing to let him keep it. But he stands up and he says, no, I don't want to keep my money because it would mean 33 senior citizens would have to pay more for health care. And they're thinking, well, okay, if you feel that way, you're free to find these 33 people and write them a check. Because Republicans figure if you're rich and you're feeling guilty about it, the answer to that isn't higher taxes, it's philanthropy. What real American deliberately raises his own taxes? That must be why Donald Trump has doubts that Obama was really born here. And this is where I see a bipartisan solution. Instead of raising taxes on the top 2%, just give everyone in the top 2% the names of 33 nearby senior citizens and invite them to send each of them a check for $6,000. I'm sure the top 2% will do the right thing. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.